From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo praised the joint SAR team, including National SAR Agency Basarnas, Transportation Ministry, Indonesian Armed Forces TNI, National Police Polri personnel, and all related stakeholders over the search of evacuation of Sriwijaya Air SJ-182 crash victims. As reported Pantara News Agency, he pointed out on Wednesday that he expressed his gratitude and highest appreciation to the joint SAR team for the hard work since the start of the disaster until now. President Joko Widodo visited the emergency command post for the Sriwijaya Air SJ-182 evacuation process at the ex-Jakarta International Container Terminal 2nd Pier at Tanjung Priok Port, North Jakarta. He also remarked that the government has found large and small pieces of the ill-fated plane's wreckage, and one part of the black box has also been found. The government is just waiting for the CVR to be found. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati highlighted the importance of continuing to implement various infrastructure development programs, including those related to education and health, despite the prolonged COVID-19 pandemic. As quoted by Pantara News Agency, she noted that the 2021 Infrastructure Project Financing Policy Forum through SPS and or State Sharia Bond on Wednesday, that amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the government does not forget development activities. The government still hopes that despite the COVID-19, it continues to implement development programs. She also emphasized on the criticality of infrastructure development in the health sector in the wake of the pandemic, especially to address the health crisis. She added that in the health sector, the government must handle not only COVID-19, but also many other steps to take, including upgrading hospitals. To this end, Minister Sri Mulyani affirmed that to support the development, the government should continue to create and develop creative financing instrument. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI has put forward a suggestion to build a green fuel refinery to process palm oil into green fuel. LIPI has offered 4 recommendations for the government to adopt a strategic policy on biodiesel energy for the 2020-2045 period. As quoted by Pantara News Agency, LIPI's Coordinator of Research Program of Innovation and Science and Technology, Anugrah Yuka Asmara, in a statement on Wednesday stated that the 4 recommendations are stipulated in the policy brief as scientific-based consideration and communication media between researchers and stakeholders. The institute has also encouraged research on edible oil, tamanu oil, and retailized trisperma oil to curb the expansion of palm oil plantation. LIPI has recommended to evaluate the implementation of the mandatory B10, B20, and B30 biodiesel program. Anugrah also pointed out that with the successful rollout of the B30 biodiesel in January 2020, Indonesia has become the first country to produce biodiesel from crude palm oil. Indonesian Ambassador to Venezuela, Bolivaria, Imam Edi Mulyono, held a bilateral meeting with Venezuelan Minister of Tourism, Ali Padron Paredes, in Caracas, Venezuela, on Tuesday. They discussed cooperation in the tourism sector between Indonesia and Venezuela, especially related to the promotion of Indonesian tourism in Venezuela. In a written statement received by Voice of Indonesia from the Indonesian Embassy in Caracas on this occasion, Ambassador Imam Edi Mulyono and Minister Ali Padron Paredes explored further cooperation in relation to medical tourism and sport tourism, the similarities and characteristics of both countries as tropical countries, as well as the development of various sports facilities that Indonesia has, such as the MotoGP circuit and Indonesia's success in organizing the Asian Games in 2018. Minister Ali Padron Paredes expressed his interest to visit and increase cooperation in the tourism sector with Indonesia. He also remarked that Indonesia is one of the countries that has leading tourism sector. Let's move on to the international news. U.S. President Joe Biden signed 15 executive actions shortly after being sworn in on Wednesday, undoing policy put in place by his Republican predecessors Donald Trump and making his first moves on the pandemic and climate change. As reported by Reuters.com, citing several actions in front of reporters in the Oval Office on Wednesday afternoon, Biden said there was no time to waste in issuing the executive orders, memorandums, and directives. Some of the executive action he is going to be signing today are going to help change the course of the COVID-19 crisis. The government is going to combat climate change in a way that the country has not done so far and advance racial equity and support other underserved communities. On Thursday, European Union leaders will seek to address the coronavirus pandemic mounting challenges from containing more infectious variants to the threat of border closures and the slow rollout of vaccines across the bloc. As reported by Reuters.com, the heads of European Union institutions have urged the leaders to maintain unity and stepped up testing and vaccination, though no formal conclusion are expected from the online video conference, the ninth since the pandemic began. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. or 1700 hours GMT. The European Commission said on Tuesday that the 27 European countries should have vaccinated at least 70% of adults by summer and needed to be genome sequencing at least 5% of positive tests to identify new coronavirus variants. Vaccination have begun slowly, with the bloc lagging the likes of Britain and Israel in terms of the per capita coverage. Kamala Harris has made history as the first female, first black, and first Asian-American U.S. vice president. As quoted by BBC.com, she was sworn in just before Joe Biden took the oath of office to become the 46th U.S. president. Harris, who is of Indian-Jamaican heritage, initially ran for the Democratic nomination, but Biden won the race and chose Harris as his running mate, describing her as a fearless fighter for the little guy. Prior to taking the oath at the U.S. Capitol, Harris paid tribute to the woman who she says came before her. She said in a video that she stands on their shoulder. Listener, that was the news.
Amid COVID-19 pandemic, vaccination and natural disasters, the Presidential Regulation No. 7-2021 on National Action Plan for Prevention and Mitigation of Violent-Based Extremism that Could Lead to Terrorism was signed by President Joko Widodo. From 2017, the making process of the regulation that contains more than 120 action plans will be implemented by 20 ministries and bodies. This regulation sparks pro and contra. Prevention Director of National Counterterrorism Agency, or PNPT, Brigadier General Ahmad Nur Wahid recently said radicalism is less visible than virus, so that people can be radicalized without even realizing. Ahmad Nur Wahid added, someone's disappointment and resentment towards their current situation will expose themselves to radicalism. Meanwhile, Wahid Foundation Director Zanuba Arifa Chafso said that the presidential regulation that involves civilians in fighting radicalism is an improvement. She said in some countries, involvement of civilians in fighting terrorism and radicalism is often limited. Director of Impartial, an Indonesian human rights watchdog, Gufron Mabruri, saw the context of policing the people program in the presidential regulation needs more detailed explanation. He worried there will be excess and side effects from people's expectation after joining the program. Disappointment and resentment give birth to radicalism and also terrorism will make one do anything to get what they want. Therefore, the presidential regulation that involves community figures, religious figures, and family is necessary. All must synergize to prevent dissatisfaction from growing into greater harm. On the other hand, any issue must still be handled with honesty, transparency, justice, and objectivity, including the radicalism and terrorism. Wisdom, justice, and assertiveness in handling any issue must still be prioritized.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جن شوي بي تاي هو جو هي فان شو سين سين غوان جوان بين دو في ين دا چوان بو ودا كو جو باو هو ني ندا كو جو باو هو وو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, today in history start with the event on January 21st, 1924, when Vladimir Lenin died. Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, or Vladimir Lenin, is known as the leader of the Bolshevik Party, the founder of the Soviet Union, the first prime minister of the Soviet Union, the first de facto head of state of the Soviet Union, and the initiator of Leninism.
On August 13, 1918, Lenin was shot 3 times by Vanya Kaplan, a revolutionary woman. Kaplan thought Lenin to have betrayed the Russian Revolution. Although Lenin survived from the shooting, his health began to deteriorate and never recover. Finally, he died on January 21, 1924, after suffering a stroke 4 times. Next event was in 1976, the first commercial flight of the Concorde aircraft. 2 Concorde supersonic jets flew for the first time, serving commercial routes on January 21, 1976. Both planes took off from Heathrow Airport, London, and Orly Airport, Paris, respectively. Concorde is a delta-wing supersonic aircraft. The aircraft has a cruising speed of Mach 2.4, the speed of sound, and a flying altitude of up to 60,000 feet or 17,700 meters with a delta-wing configuration and engine evolution equipped with an afterburned jet engine. This commercial flight, operated by British airline British Airways and French airline Air France, ended on November 26, 2003. The last event is that in 1985, Candi Borobudur was bombed. Borobudur Temple is a legacy of the Shailendra dynasty, which ruled the islands of Sumatra and Java in the 9th century. The largest Buddhist temple in Indonesia is located in Magelang, Central Java. On January 21, 1985, the Borobudur Temple was bombed by terrorists. This terrorism incident was the second jihad motive of befall Indonesia after the hijacking of Garuda DC-9 Woyla by members of Komando Jihad in 1981. As a result of the powerful explosion, 9 stupas of the temple from the Shailendra dynasty were destroyed. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Ku ingin tahu, kau harus mau. Ku ingin kau begitu, agar kau tahu, jadilah engkau milikku selalu. Tanpa tersentuh, cuma aku. Bila ku mati, kau juga mati. Walau tak ada cinta, sehidup semati, jadilah engkau milikku selalu. Cuma aku. Mengapa aku begini? Jangan kau mempertanyakan. Bila ku mati, kau juga mati. Walaupun ada cinta sehidup semati.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is My Indonesia, entitled Central Java Governor Calls on People to Plan Critical Land to Prevent Disasters. Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo asked people to plan critical land throughout riverbanks and watershed to prevent natural disasters such as landslides and flood. It was stated by Ganjar Pranowo in Demak Regency Saturday, January 16, after leading the planting of hundreds of tree seeds on the banks of Jeragung River, or precisely around Sunut Bridge or Pelangi Bridge, Jeragung Village, Karang Awen District, Demak Regency. On the occasion, Ganjar asked people to encourage tree planting. Moreover, at the moment, the rainfall is still quite high that people should plant trees. In response to the appeal of Central Java Governor, head of Jeragung Village, Edi Susanto, revealed the planting of tree seeds in the village has started since 2019. The tree planting on the banks of Jeragung River also involve Candi Rejo Village, Pringapus District, Semarang Regency, which directly borders Jeragung Village. Edi Susanto admitted that condition in some points around Jeragung River is worrying. Moreover, when flood comes, the river banks and cliffs slide it down. Several years ago, Sumut Bridge collapsed due to flood. The tree planting on the Jeragung River banks was participated in by some representatives from the Indonesian military, the Indonesian police, public forestry firm Perhutani, forest community group or LMDH, local communities, and the village youth organization. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
To the world.
jabat tanganku. Mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini akan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Da-da, da-da-da, 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 da-da-da. Da 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 da. Mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus sanjungan kalian.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, this is Rahma. I'm going to introduce you to Jumok Waterfall in Central Java. Because of its beauty, this waterfall is nicknamed as the Lost Paradise. Jumok Waterfall is located in Berjo Village, Ngargoyosar District, Karanganyar Regency. The distance is about 38 kilometers from Solo City. To get there, you can use a private vehicle or public transportation, which takes about an hour. Arriving at this tourism location, you have to pay a ticket of 10,000 rupiah for local tourists and 25,000 rupiah for foreign tourists. From the parking lot, the Jumok Waterfall is about 400 meters away. To get there, you have to walk through a stair path. Arriving there, you will be amazed by the beauty and clarity of the Jumok Waterfall. Jumok Waterfall has a height of approximately 25 meters. This waterfall is divided into two, so some people call it the Twin Waterfall. There are various interesting tourism activities that you can do. You can bathe under the waterfall or the stream below the waterfall. You can also take pictures with this waterfall as a background. For those who want to do reflexology, here is also provided a special path for reflection. Listener, on the banks of the waterfall, you can relax with a stretch of mat, sit back and enjoy the food you bring. Even if you don't bring food, various restaurants are available at this tourist attraction. Besides the restaurant, other facilities at this water tourism spot including a children's playground, swimming pool, gazebo, rest area, and entertainment stage. There is also a cottage and several homestays located about 1 kilometer from the waterfall, with rental prices of around 50,000 rupiah to 200,000 rupiah per night. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder. See you in another interesting edition of Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Meski ku dan dirinya terpisah jarak.
listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, in today's miscellany has a topic, Batang produces two varieties of super genjah new soybean. Soybean is one of the most needed food ingredients by most Indonesians, especially since soybeans are closely related to foods consumed by many Indonesians, namely tempeh, tofu, and soy sauce. However, recently the price of soybeans has increased dramatically due to the lack of soybean supply in the market. This has an impact on the production of soy-based foods, according to head of the National Nuclear Energy Agency, Batan, Anhariza Antariksawan. The soybean scarcity is a serious matter and it needs an immediate solution. Moreover, it is known that the increase in soybean prices in Indonesia is due to the increase in imported soybean prices. While in the current national demand for soybeans, most of it is met by imports. Therefore, as a research institution, Batan views that this is as a momentum to re-strengthen the national soybean self-sufficiency program. As a part of contribution to increase national soybean production, the National Nuclear Energy Agency, Batan, through the Center for Isotope and Radiation Application, or PAIR, has produced two superior soybean varieties named Sugentan 1 and Sugentan 2. Sugentan, as an abbreviation of Super Genjah Batan, is the improved soybean variety from the Argomulyo variety, which is expected to be an effort to overcome soybean scarcity in Indonesia. Compared to its parent Sugentan, has several advantages, including a super early age of planting, which is about 67 to 68 days faster than its parent. Productivity is also higher at 3.01 tons per hectare, with an average of 2.5 tons per hectare. In addition, Sugentan 1 and Sugentan 2 are claimed to be soybean varieties that are resistant to leaf rust disease, pod suckers, and crayap worm pests. Both of these varieties are classified as super genjah, so they are appropriate for planting in paddy fields. Research to obtain Sugentan 1 and 2 varieties has started since 2012 and has been carried out in 7 locations of multi-location tests, namely South Sumatra, South Sulawesi, Maluku, Bogor, Yogyakarta, and Citayam. Until now, Batan has produced 14 superior varieties of soybean seeds, most of which have been introduced to farmers through the utilization program of the results of research and development of nuclear science and technology in collaboration with regional governments and universities. Batan soybean superior varieties are produced through a process that utilizes gamma radiation, Meanwhile, in 2020, the government, through the Ministry of Agriculture, targeted an increase in soybean production by 7% to 383,371 tons. Achieving this, the government created a program of 300,000 hectares in 21 provinces for planting soybeans. The beauty for utilization of nuclear technology, Toti Cipto Sumirat said that related to the government's effort to increase national soybean production, Bataan has also contributed to providing superior soybean seeds up to 5 tons.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウンティカルバイルス COVID-19 ミンヒラリルティダイルアクニアビシャクリンサヒコナイヤハミクムワコナウクムヤハミミ
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I will present a song by Bob Tutupoli. Bobby Willem Tutupoli, or Bob Tutupoli, started to be known widely since he sang the song Widuri, which was composed by Slamet Adriadi.This song is still popular until now. Many Indonesian musicians have rearranged the song Widuri, including Yuni Syara and Delon. The song released in 1977 tells a man who adores a beautiful girl named Widuri. Well, listener, here is the song Widuri by Bob Tutupoli.
Suatu senja di musim yang lalu, ketika itu hujan rintih, terpukau aku menatap wajahmu di remang cahaya sinar pelangi. Lalu engkau tersenyum, ku menyesali diri.Tak tahu apakah arti senyummu Dengan mengusap titik air mata Engkau bisikan deritamu Tersentuh hati dalam keharuan Setelah tahu apa yang terjadiSekian lamanya engkau hidup seorang diri Ku ingin membalut luka hatimu Widuri Elok bagai rembulan Oh sayang Widuri Indah bagai rembulanAkan menyayangi Musik
sayangku. Karena itulah senja bersedih. Pada dirimu kulihat keindahan yang sempurna.
Sekian lamanya engkau hidup seorang diri. Ku ingin membalut luka hatimu. Bagai lukisan, oh sayang, widuri, bukalah pintu hati untukku, widuri, ku akan menyayangi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.